local news, Dan Skelton with the weather, and old Atlantic City with Jim Crane. See you on the other side.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. A U-turn for British Prime Minister Theresa May. She's putting her Brexit plan on hold after acknowledging it would fail if it came up for a vote in Parliament.
There will be no enduring and successful Brexit without some compromise on both sides of the debate.
More from ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
Tuesday's vote will now not happen, but it still must at some stage go before Parliament, which under law must have its say. By vying for a postponement, the Prime Minister has bought herself a little bit of time. But emotions are running high, and her chaotic management of the Brexit process may soon cost her her job through a vote of no confidence.
A European court has ruled, meantime, Britain still has the option of staying in the EU should it change its mind. In Washington, John Kelly is out, so who's coming in? President Trump searches for his next chief of staff.
ABC News has learned the president has four or five potential chief of staff replacements on his list, including conservative GOP Congressman Mark Meadows, acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
ABC's Kenneth Moten. This could be a pivotal week for members of Congress who want to rebuke Saudi Arabia for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
The Senate is likely to vote this week on a resolution to stop U.S. support for Saudi Arabia in its proxy war against Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen. Separately, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is expected to consider a bill that would directly sanction Saudi officials involved in the Khashoggi murder, and a non-binding resolution criticizing Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for his involvement. Ali Rogan, ABC News, Washington.
The Trump administration is imposing new sanctions on three North Korean officials for human rights abuses. That includes a top aide to Kim Jong-un. Hundreds of protesters came to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi's office this morning. They're demanding what they call the Green New Deal, transitioning the country to 100% renewable energy use. You're listening to ABC News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
If you find yourself making holiday cookies in the next few weeks, health experts, once again, are warning you not to eat the cookie dough.
We hate to ruin your annual Christmas cookie baking with your annual don't eat raw cookie dough warning, but we care about you. We thought you should hear it again. CDC says that raw eggs can carry salmonella and raw flour isn't pasteurized. It can carry E. coli. So when you sneak little bites from the bowl instead of waiting for the cookies to bake, you run the risk of those germs ruining your holiday. There was a big gold medal flour recall a few years ago and a Duncan Hines cake mix recall more recently. So before you even start, make sure those ingredients aren't in your cabinet. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We're now 2 weeks away from Christmas. Porch pirates are helping themselves to some of the millions of packages that are getting delivered. Some companies are trying to outsmart them.
Companies heavily promoting buy online, pick up in store options, with consumers responding. According to Adobe, the practice is up 50% from 2017, making it even more convenient, curbside pickup of those orders. Target expanding the service to over 1,000 stores, meeting shoppers in the parking lot with their purchased items.
ABC's consumer correspondent Becky Worley. Shopping experts say Americans are breaking records this holiday season, already spending $80 billion online. Today happens to be another big shopping day called Green Monday, as in money. Deals are similar to Cyber Monday. This is ABC News.
There are lots of ads out there for cheap install-it-yourself home security systems, but they may leave you more frustrated than protected. I'm Allie, co-founder of Alarm.com. With Alarm.com systems, a local licensed security expert will professionally design a system to meet your needs. That same team professionally installs your system so it's working on day one. And all Alarm.com systems are professionally monitored 24/7 so you're always protected. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the experts. Visit Alarm.com/family today. That's Alarm.com/family.
Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
South Jersey's News Talk, 1400 WOND.
Good afternoon. WOND News Time is 2:05, and it's 38 degrees here at the studios of Longport, Lee, and Linwood. I'm James Rabick. No word yet on the status of a 75-foot commercial fishing boat whose crew donned survival suits, climbed into a life raft, and abandoned her 16 miles off Cape May Saturday after an electrical fire that disabled the vehicle. The Coast Guard sent two response boats and an 87-foot cutter to the scene, where they found the full response crew of the Ocean Pearl and brought them ashore. No word on what may have caused the fire. The disabled vehicle's owners were trying to arrange to salvage the boat, which was last seen adrift at the mouth of Delaware Bay. A Pleasantville school bus was rear-ended on Route 9 this morning, but authorities said all students aboard the bus appeared to be fine, but were being sent for medical evaluations. Police said the bus was traveling near Ashland Avenue when the crash happened just before 9:15 a.m. The bus driver turned onto West Ashland Avenue, where it was met by police, ambulances, fire trucks, and other responders. Police haven't said who or what was hit from behind. WOND News Time is now 2:06. Head over to the 24-hour Longport Media Weather Center with Chief Meteorologist Dan Skelton.
Partly to mostly sunny, brisk and cool on our Monday afternoon. Highs will be in the low 40s. A breeze adds a bit of a chill. That southern winter storm stays safely to our south, passing out to sea. Overnight tonight, mostly clear, 25 to 30. We do it again Tuesday, Wednesday with a lot of sunshine, a little cool, but dry in the low 40s. Mid-40s, partly sunny Thursday, increasing clouds, 50s on Friday with maybe some heavier rain, especially by Friday night. In the Longport Media 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Dan Skelton.
Thank you, Dan. It's current ocean temperatures 43 degrees, and it's 38 degrees in West Cape May, 38 degrees in Northfield, and 38 degrees on the world-famous boardwalk in Atlantic City. I'm James Rabick for WOND News. Stay here for more breaking news as it happens throughout the day. But up next, more of Bob Burns in your afternoon on News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk leader.
Live and local radio you can depend on. News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey's news talk leader. Download the free TuneIn Radio app and listen on your smartphone.
This WOND local newscast is presented by Frank Vincent Windows and Roofing. Call 641-2389 or frankvincentwindows.com.
News Talk 1400 WOND takes a look in the rearview mirror for the way it was in Atlantic City. Here's the singing lifeguard, Jim Crane, to tell us more.
Today we're going to take a look back in that rearview mirror to the year of 1972. Tropical Storm Agnes hit the Atlantic seaboard that summer, leaving in its wake damage in hundreds of thousands of dollars. But Atlantic City was spared the real impact of the storm and suffered only minor beach erosion, toppled signs, and uprooted trees. The Boy Scouts put a colorful exhibition of historic flags on the Garden Pier. And at the Million Dollar Pier, people could come and actually see the cars used in the film The Godfather. They had them on display out there. And a man arrived in the area saying he wanted to save Lucy the Elephant, promising to donate $61,000 to the cause. He turned out to be an imposter. How about that? Way back when, from 1972, I'm Jim Crane. Please have a wonderful day.
I'm Bob, and this here is my place.
You're going to get some opinions.
I'm Bob. Would you knock me out, please?
Mixed in with a little news, the latest weather, some sports, and maybe even a little reminiscing.
About a hummer song from 1962.
And you're almost guaranteed to hear something that's going to make you smile.
Bob, we love playing here tonight.
But if you're not careful, you might even learn a thing or two.
Very interesting.
Live from the studios of Longport Media, it's time for Bob Burns in your afternoon.
We'll talk to Bob.
And now, here's Bob.
Hey, what's going on? It's 2 o'clock on Monday. That means Eric Rich is in the studio. How you doing, Eric?
Oh, bad.
Not bad. I know you always prepare something, but I saw this in yesterday's paper, and I thought it was worth just at least mentioning.
Absolutely.
Staying in the nests.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, it's a phenomenon that I know more people are doing it, but uh-huh. I actually don't see as much of it.
Really?
I have a lot of people saying, nope, we're downsizing. So
yeah, we're gone.
As long as their kids are older. If they have younger kids, meaning in their early to mid-20s, they tend to keep it.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of those kids come back and end up moving back in. I mean, and that's a, like, big reality. Like, that really happens. And it happens. You'd be shocked how often that happens.
Yeah.
Up until 30. But if their kids are over 30, then they typically, you don't see that as much.
Isn't that funny?
But, yeah, so I don't see it a whole lot because my, you know, my world is retirees. But, you know, for the ones that are older that have younger kids, they keep them because they might move back in.
That's scary.
Or if they don't move back in, their parents are going to move in.
Because the boomers' parents.
Yeah. Their parents, you know, they can't, you know, they're you know, function, you know, very functional. So they're not nursing home candidates.
Yeah.
But they're not quite maybe well suited to live by themselves. So they come to live with the boomers.
How about that?
And that happens. That happens actually more all the time.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the things that's really tough because, you have to build that into the plan.
Yeah.
You know, I always ask, like, what I ask about your children, and then I mention parents because, for parents, that's a big deal. If your parents are still alive, are they coming to live with you?
Yeah.
And, you always see the husband shake his head like, no, because he's picturing the in-laws. But the wife's usually like, well, yeah, I mean, in theory, like, if they had to, I guess they would.
Yeah.
So, and does that affect you financially? You know, a lot of times it doesn't. I mean, I have lots of clients who are in that situation and, it doesn't hurt the kids, adult kids, meaning, baby boomers. Yeah. But, their parents are fine financially and don't need assistance financially. They just shouldn't live by themselves and anywhere else. So they come to live there and a lot of times they'll help out with expenses and things like that. And it's amazing. It's incredibly common in other countries.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually the norm in other countries. It's we are the very odd spot in the world. In that we don't typically have extended family live in one house under one roof. You go to a lot of other countries, that's extremely common that, when your parents get older, they either just give you the house and continue to live there.
Yeah.
Or they just move in with you.
We can talk about that another day. But the only thing that concerns me is the kids who are boomers become the caretakers for the older parents. And that can be devastating.
Oh, yeah. I forget the statistic on this, but it's tens of billions of dollars a year in lost productivity for workers who, quote unquote, call out sick.
Yeah.
Because they're actually caring for a parent.
I see.
The numbers are staggering. I have to find that somewhere because I had a study on that. On how many days a year, a caregiver takes off.
Uh-huh.
And the average caregiver, it's 20 to 30 hours a week. So if I have a full-time job, 40 hours a week, I now have a 60 to 70-hour week caring for my parents as well. So needless to say, that's going to make me tired. That's going to make me less productive at work. That's going to make me take time off of work. So it's really becoming a big issue. How do we address that financially?
Yeah.
The impact to employers and things like that. And, it's all part of that. There's a lot of stuff on, if you go on to MIT's Age Lab, there's a lot of studies on that, on aging and, the way that the demographic shifts. It's not just like, hey, we have more baby boomers, so we need more baby boomer stuff.
Yeah.
It's how it's actually going to, like, completely alter the economy and the workplace and everything else, because it's really, it's literally changing the entire demographic of the country in more ways than just, getting older.
Okay, so what's today's topic now that I've interrupted your
No, 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 not at all. So I was already a little thrown off today. I don't have Amy today, so, Amy's Christmas shopping today, so She's probably listening just specifically, you know, just to, and now she's going to be mad that I said that. But Amy has a day off today. So,
A rare day off.
It is an incredibly rare day off. The joke is that I literally have to make her take time off.
Yeah.
You know, I literally have to, like, send her on vacation or she won't go. So I've done that a few times. But, yeah, so Amy is not one to take time off. She is the definition of workaholic. So today, you know, we've been talking about volatility a lot lately,
right.
and obviously we've had a lot of it lately, and kind of my thoughts on, you know, I don't think it's the big one. I think it's just a lot of uncertainty surrounding both the Fed interest rate hikes that didn't seem to slow down at all.
Hmm.
Now, since our last show, they've kind of changed that tune. And then the Trump tariffs are starting to have a pretty big effect. And again, not arguing the merits of the tariffs. I mean, I think in all honesty, you know, while it is short-term pain, I think they're probably necessary because at some point we have to put our foot down and you know, stop being taken advantage of. So, but nonetheless, that does have a negative effect on the economy. And with the Fed going kind of nonstop on the interest rates, those two things made for a real volatile market. So when the market gets crazy and volatile and everybody's kind of panicking over it, they say, you know what? I don't want to be in stocks anymore. I'm going to go back to what I'm comfortable with, and I'm going to get my 7% in bonds. and I pause for a minute because I say, well, let's just go back a little.
Yeah.
In the last 200 years, bonds have averaged about 4%. And bonds are what we call a reversion to the mean product, which means they will average what they're going to average one way or another.
Okay.
Over time, they're going to average it. So the stock market goes up and down, but it always trends higher. And will it always trend higher? Well, I don't know, but I know it's done it since 1802.
Okay.
So I only have 216 years telling me it works. But bonds are a reversion to the mean product, which means if they're going to average 4% over that time period, and since 1983 they've averaged over 7, but I know they're going to average 4 over a long period of time, where are they going to be in the future to get back to 4? That number would be 0 to 1 to 2%, or worse, negative. So that's one of my caveats is when markets get volatile, people say, well, where else do I go? Because we kind of assume there's cash, you know, meaning CDs and money market.
Yeah.
There's stocks or there's bonds and there's nothing else in the world. So obviously there's lots of other things in the world. You know, and obviously we could do a whole show on those countless things. But for running to bonds because the market is volatile, you know, I caution that. That worked in 01, and it worked in 08, and it's worked a lot of times when we were cutting interest rates, and it worked because we were cutting interest rates. And I tell people all the time, think of stocks and bonds as a seesaw. If I lower interest rates, I'm going down on the seesaw. The other side is going up.
Yeah.
Bond prices are going up. So I'm making money by virtue of the government cutting interest rates. That is no, you know, that has been happening nonstop since 1983. It is now not happening anymore.
Uh-huh.
The seesaw is going the other way.
Uh-huh.
We are starting to raise rates.
Yeah.
So the safety of running to the bonds may or may not be safety, and we'll kind of talk about that today in a little detail. So,
all right, we're talking with Eric Rich from Rich Asset Management, Marmore, New Jersey. His phone number there is 609-486-5073. If you want to call and talk to Amy today, wait till tomorrow. She has a rare day off. You can go to richassetmanagement.com to get more information also. Or if you want to give Eric a call right now, we're at 609-927-1100. And we'll be right back after these messages from the Manco & Manco Studios. Manco & Manco, the first and last name in pizza. But try their chicken wings. We'll be back.
This is true. Be well connected.
Sure.
Care Physicians Group understands that treating you well means connecting you to an integrated network of renowned physicians and surgeons, advanced treatment facilities, innovative patient-centered technology, and award-winning healthcare affiliates. Shore Physicians Group offers the best in primary care with specialists in endocrinology, neurology, pulmonary medicine, rheumatology, urology, hospitalist care, urgent care, and general reconstructive and neurosurgery. Shore Physicians Group accepts most insurance and offers same-day primary care appointments at conveniently located offices in Egg Harbor Township, Summers Point, Ocean City, Mays Landing, Northfield, Margate, and Marmora. Call 609-365-6262 or visit them at shorephysiciansgroup.com.
It's a phenomenon that's fascinated people for centuries. Farmers wished for it. Native Americans did dances for it. Scientists tried to predict it. And Hollywood had people singing and dancing in it. It's rain. And we protect your home when it's flooded by it with flood insurance. Because homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods.
For a free flood insurance quote, call Bob Burns at 609-926-0333.
Do you want an entertaining night out? Try beautiful Dante Hall in the heart of the historic Ducktown area in Atlantic City. Dante Hall is at 14 North Mississippi Avenue in Atlantic City. Whether you're a film buff, an opera goer, a lover of musicals, a theater goer, if you enjoy poetry readings or watching dance, if you like to rock out or dance to the great sounds of the Rat Pack, you'll find it on the Dante Hall calendar.
In Las Vegas.
Call 609-626-3890 or go to dantehallstockton.org. By providing quality programming to local communities, Stockton University and Dante Hall Theater aim to strengthen New Jersey's efforts of restoring Atlantic City to a cultural and family destination. Dante Hall Theater of Stockton University in Atlantic City.
It's the largest co-ed high school basketball tournament in the nation, and it's right here in South Jersey, the Boardwalk Basketball Classic. It tips off Saturday, December 22nd, with the Crest Savings Bank Battle of the Boards, featuring local favorites like Wildwood, Lower Cape, Wildwood Catholic, Holy Spirit, EHD, to name a few. Then on December 26th, the action really heats up as teams from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia battle it out. Teams you don't want to miss, like Group 4 state champion Shawnee from Philly, those always tough Father Judge Crusaders. On the girls' side, the Manasquan Lady Warriors, the number one team in the state, according to NJ.com. The McDonough Lady Rams from Baltimore. For the full schedule and more, log on to bbclassic.com. The Boardwalk Basketball Classic is brought to you in part by Crest Savings Bank, Quatita, Longboard Media, Acme, J. Byrne Agency, DeWeese Law Firm, Kona Surf Company.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now's the right time. Make the right call. Make your home look beautiful. With quality windows and siding from Frank Vincent. He's reliable. Great reputation. Been in business since 1957. So come on, give him a ring. Frank Vincent Windows, Siding, and Roofing, and make your home look new again.
Frank Vincent Windows and Roofing is celebrating 61 years of servicing your friends and neighbors throughout South Jersey. Is your home's roof ready for the winter cold and, more importantly, the winter weather? Call Frank Vincent and schedule your free roof inspection and replacement estimate and take advantage of huge savings like up to $400 off your new roof. Call Frank Vincent today at 609-641-2389 or go to frankvincentwindows.com.
Frank Vincent Windows, Siding, and Roofing, and make your home look new again.
December is a busy month on our roads and one of the most dangerous.
Hi, this is State Senator Chris Brown. As a former judge and prosecutor, I've seen drunk driving destroy lives. Today, with taxis, jitneys, and ride-sharing services, there are plenty of ways to get home safely. December is National Impaired Driving Prevention Month. If someone you know is drinking, don't let them get behind the wheel. You'll save their life. I'm Chris Brown, wishing you and your family a safe holiday season.
Bob Burns and your afternoon continues on News Talk 1400 WOND.
All right, we're back. We're with Eric Rich from Rich Asset Management, Marmore, New Jersey. His phone number there is 609-486-5073, or go to richassetmanagement.com for more information. And we're talking about the market volatility. Is that what it is?
And bonds and their place in the, you know, all that stuff.
I heard somebody mention today that thing that you talked about with the 2-year bonds and the 10-year bonds.
Oh, the inverted yield curve?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. More people are starting to talk about it now. Yeah. No one ever talked about this thing. And I'm like, first of all, which boggles my mind because it is a pretty good indicator. I mean, I know there's other components to it, but it's the biggest of the big four, to signal a recession. And it has not happened. And people said, well, it flattened out. And that's why the market's a little shaky right now.
Yeah.
It's the where the Fed's position was. It's that we didn't get a definitive, deal with China.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we talk about, we're talking a good game, but we don't actually have one.
Right.
And the flattening of the yield curve, which means the 2 and the 10, short term and long term, there's not the spread that they're supposed to be. They're getting a little closer together.
Yeah.
But again, there's never been a false positive.
Okay.
So unless the 2 and the 10 cross each other, meaning the 2 pays more than the 10 does.
Yeah.
Unless that yields more than the 10, unless that happens, it's not an inverted yield curve, and close doesn't count.
Yeah.
Or it hasn't counted in the last 55 years.
Well,
so,
when I heard that this morning, I thought about you right away.
Yeah, so, but it's funny. I saw 2 different things on that not too long ago, and I'm like, wow, people are actually getting this.
Yeah.
So maybe the listeners to your show.
That's it.
Yeah. National people.
Sure.
So, so a couple things here. So when interest rates have been coming down, bond funds have been trying to make up the difference. Because, again, if current interest rates are 4%, I don't need to issue bonds at 7%. I can issue them at 4.
Yeah.
Well, but then people get used to that 7 or 6 or whatever it is. So then how do I get back to that? So the bond fund, to make themselves look more attractive, starts putting riskier and riskier bonds into the portfolio
to push
the yield back up. So I used to get 7%, I still get 7%, and I'm happy.
Yeah.
And I would say you're happy as long as the market doesn't turn. Because if you look under the hood, what was a pretty safe 7 is now an incredibly risky 7. Because it's all junk inside of the, when you lift the hood. So the high yield space, people have to be careful. They're called bonds, but a high yield bond, and that's the kind word. We used to call them junk bonds, but that was too mean. So we didn't want to offend people. We offend, everyone's offended nowadays.
Yeah.
So in order to not offend people, we called them high yield because it's more kind. So they're called junk bonds. You can call them high yield if you want. and that's okay. They have a place. And they're not necessarily a bad thing. But don't for a second think they function more like a bond than a stock, because they do not.
Yeah.
Correlation is the degree to which two things move together. So if you have a 1, that's perfectly correlated.
Yeah. But
they move exactly in tandem with one another. A junk bond and the stock market are in the low 70 percentile for correlation.
Okay.
So if the stock market drops 10%, the high-yield market is probably going to drop over 7.
Really?
That is not doing what you thought it was going to do, because you thought you owned some bonds as an offset to your stocks, and now, life is good. Until the market turns and you realize what was really under the hood of that fund is mostly junk bonds, and now you're very highly correlated to the stock market, and you're getting just about the return. And this is the argument I have with people saying, hey, I want to be a little more conservative because I think the market's going to go down. So I was 100% stock, and now I'm going to go down to 70%. and the market loses, you know, 40%, and you're only going to lose 28 to 30. Are you any happier that you just lost 28 to 30% of your money? I would argue, no, you're not.
Yeah.
So again, I hate when people use the terminology, people in my business, that is, use the terminology, well, just be more conservative. You better have a good definition of what that means.
Sure.
And
yeah.
a real good plan of where you intend to put the money.
Yeah.
Because to just dial back something just means you lose less. I'm all for losing less, but I want to lose radically less, not just a little less.
Uh-huh.
So that's an issue. So be careful about what's inside a bond fund, because that could be a real problem. Now, rising interest rates, you know, again, we said it's a seesaw. So as interest rates go up, bond prices go down. This is bad for bonds. So after the break, we'll talk about, you know, the rising rates and the effects.
We're talking with Eric Rich from Rich Asset Management, Marmora, New Jersey. 609-486-5073 is his phone number there. We're going to take our bottom of the hour news break for ABC News, and we'll be right back with Eric after that.
President Trump is promising to make a decision soon about a new chief of staff. The current one, John Kelly, is set to leave by the end of the year.
Top advisors expected the vice president's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, would replace Kelly. But over the weekend, Ayers tweeted he will also be departing at the end of the year. The president has four or five potential chief of staff replacements on his list, including conservative GOP Congressman Mark Meadows and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
ABC's Kenneth Moten. French President Emmanuel Macron just wrapped up a speech in the face of violent protests across France over everything from gas taxes to the cost of living.
Ces violences ne bénéficieront.
Macron announced the minimum wage would be raised by $100 a month and overtime hours won't be taxed. In the UK, facing the prospect of an embarrassing defeat in Parliament, Prime Minister Theresa May has delayed a vote on her Brexit plan. At the same time, a European court has ruled that if Great Britain wants to cancel the Brexit and stay in the EU, it can. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Music store with a whole lot more. We feature a full line of new and used pianos so that the sounds of music will ring throughout your home into the new year. The finest in keyboards and digital pianos for the beginner right up to the polished professional. A large selection of guitars, basses, and amps, PA systems, mics, and more. New and used instruments for the band and orchestra student. For the drummer in the family, drum sets, congas, bongos, cymbals, and more. Please like us on Facebook and drop off a toy for Toys for Tots. We've got everything musical. Sheet music, music books, musical novelty gifts, lessons, gift certificates, and a whole lot more. All at the Pleasantville Music Shop with over 70 years experience and 3.5% sales tax. That's Pleasantville Music, 15 East Black Horse Pike in Pleasantville. Phone 609-641-4600. And happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year from all of us at Pleasantville Music.
Hi, this is Dr. Feng from Center for Vein Restoration. I have dedicated my career to the diagnosis, treatment, and cure of venous disorders of the legs. If you're tired of bulging, red, blue, or purple veins, heaviness, fatigue, and swelling, if your legs throb, cramp, ache, or itch, then Center for Vein Restoration can help you. If left untreated, your condition can become progressively worse. By the age of 50, 41% of women will suffer from varicose veins, and 42% of men will have the condition by 60. I can help you vastly improve the quality of your life. Make your appointment now and see how far your new legs will take you.
The Northfield office of Center for Vein Restoration is at 1015 New Road in Northfield. Call 609-216-7949, 1-800-FIX-LEGS, or go to centerforvein.com to make an appointment.
How do you describe fun? Is it relaxing by the beach year-round at Landshark Bar and Grill? Is it a hot streak followed by frozen drinks at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville? Is it award-winning gourmet dining and live music and over 800 new slots and all the above? Find your fun at Resorts Casino Hotel, a Mohegan Sun property in Atlantic City. And with over $100 million in new renovations, there's more fun than ever. Get started at resortsac.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's a birthday that occurred 2,000 years ago, and we still celebrate it.
the birth of Jesus. Celebrate at Heaven's Way Baptist Church, 5082 Tremont Avenue, EHT. Celebrate the birth of Jesus Christmas Day at 10 o'clock. Additional services and times are listed on Facebook. Reverend John L. Mack, Senior Pastor, Reverend John Peeler, Assistant Pastor, and the other ministers and staff wish you a blessed Christmas from Heaven's Way Baptist Church.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Newkirk inviting you to come join the family. Here at Newkirk Family Veterinarians in English Creek, you'll find medical and surgical services, grooming, cat boarding in our famous cat house, as well as rehabilitation and physical therapy. We can perform x-rays and blood testing on-site so we can have most test results within 30 minutes. That's faster than most human hospitals. Come see why we're always a top vote-getter in the best of the press for best veterinary hospital. 609-645-2120, 645-2120, or see us on the web at NewkirkFamilyVeterinarians.com. Since 1981, second to none.
Voted best in the business. It's not just about your pet. It's about your family. Newkirk Family Veterinarians. Come join our family. Newkirk Family Veterinarians.
News Talk 1400, WOND.
All right, we're back. We're with Eric Rich from Rich Asset Management, Marmora, New Jersey. His phone number there is 609-486-5073, or go to richassetmanagement.com for more information. And we're talking about bonds.
Talking about bonds. Good times. So again, be careful, because you can own the same bond fund for the last 15 years, but what is inside of it is nothing today like it was 15 years ago.
Yeah,
I mean, it has been completely gutted and replaced. That is true of the vast majority of bond funds that exist in the world. Hmm. So you want to be really careful. They are far more risky than they used to be. So we know interest rates go up, and that's bad for bond prices. It's not to say you can't make money in bonds right now, but you really need to lower your expectations. If we, you know, have got lulled into this false sense of security that bonds pay 7%,
yeah.
I think if that was a true statement then I would assume 2% is going to be the new normal. So if I have a 5% bond and I lose 3% a year in principal,
yeah.
Because of pricing, I'm still making 2 because of, you know, it's paying me 2. So I would say just lower that expectation dramatically for the next decade. And again, bonds move in very long cycles. You know, the last bad bond market started at the end of the Korean War, and it ended in September of 82 or 83. Uh-huh. So, you know, that's a really long time.
Yeah.
And it's been good ever since. So, you know, if it's coming into a bad period, it might be a fairly extended one. Now, again, if stock markets get really rattled, people are going to rush there to tell them that, you know, to get that safety.
Yeah.
You know, they're still going to go there. But again, if everyone's rushing to it, then I have to pay a whole lot to be there. So it's going to affect pricing and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So I would expect a much lower return in the future for bondholders. And the other thing I would do is I would look to, you know, the next big thing that people don't talk about in the world of bonds is what's called duration. The easiest way to explain duration to someone is, how fast do I get my money back? That's what I really want to know.
Okay.
So I give you $1,000. You pay me 5% interest. And then 10 years from now, I get my $1,000 back.
Right.
It technically does not take me 10 years to get my $1,000 back, because I took all those 5% you paid me each year and I reinvested them, theoretically.
Uh-huh.
And I made 5% on those 5%. So a 10-year bond in that situation, maybe I get my money back in the equivalent of 8 years or something.
Okay.
The shorter the duration, the better, because I get my money back faster. In a rising rate environment, the shorter, the better still, because I get it back faster. Therefore, I worry less about fluctuation due to interest rates.
Right.
So duration's a big deal. So because of that, in a fund, in a bond fund. I always ask people, you know, if I buy a 10-year bond, I know when I get my money back. It's math. I can do the math and know when I get my money back. In a bond fund, I always ask people, what is the duration of a mutual fund? There isn't one. It doesn't end. It is an open offering.
Right.
So because it's now, you can take the duration of the average bond inside of that fund, but that is not the fund.
Okay.
The fund buys and sells all the time. It has no end. So there is no point at which I get my money back. Over a long period of time, I could in theory, but it's not like owning an actual bond where I give you $1,000, you pay me my 5% or whatever the interest rate is, and at the end of whatever time period, I get my money back.
It has a finite time.
It has a time limit.
Okay.
Now, if interest rates go up a lot, my statement for that bond that I own might look terrible. You know, my $1,000 could be worth $600 if I cashed it out or $700. But if I don't cash it out and I just hold on to it, I get my $1,000 back, assuming you don't default on it.
Yeah.
I get my $1,000 back. So I just told you, don't look at the statement if that's the case, you know, because it might get a little ugly. But that said, I gave you $1,000, I collected my interest, and I got my $1,000 back. I'm happy.
Yeah.
So that is one way where you can still invest in bonds in a market like this and be okay. You just have to not need to cash them out. You can live off the interest or spend the interest or do whatever.
Yeah.
But if you have to cash them out, they very well may be worth less than you paid for them if interest rates rise a lot. But if you don't do that and you hold on to them the whole time, you should be okay.
Yeah.
In theory. So duration is a really big deal. So if a mutual fund does not have an end date, I want something with an end date. That's why I want to buy the actual bond itself.
Okay.
So that's kind of a big deal. Liquidity is another issue. So if I'm a treasury bond buyer, I'm not too worried about liquidity. If I'm a high yield bond buyer, a corporate bond buyer, I might be really worried about it.
Yeah.
This is what happened in 2008 when the credit crunch happened, and I had a high yield bond that was worth $1,000 yesterday, and suddenly everyone says, well, you know what? I'm not willing to take that kind of risk in this environment. I'm going to pay $600 for it.
Yeah.
You know, well, no, I need my $1,000. Well, then you need to sell a lot more bonds. So you don't have the liquidity at the pricing you may think you have. It may be nowhere near the pricing you think you have, because the problem was nobody wanted them. When 2008 came along, just simply there were no buyers.
Really?
The only buyers out there ended up being some of the big houses, the Goldman Sachs of the world, the Lehman Brothers of the world before Lehman tanked, who would just say, okay, I'll buy entire high-yield portfolios for 30 cents on a dollar, but that's all I'm willing to pay.
Wow.
And banks were like, whatever, we'll take, we'll unload them because we didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
That's part of the big implication why, 2008 was such a big deal.
Huh.
So liquidity is a big issue. So what I tell people is there's a couple things to look for. I got to look for, a fairly liquid security, or bond. I want to know the duration on it. When do I get my money back? And the third thing I want to look at is credit quality. How likely are you to not default on this? If you were kind of a high yield bond and you're paying me 9% because you can't get money anywhere else, chances are you are not the most credit worthy person on the planet. and then on top of that, now we have a recession or something, or some big market meltdown or a liquidity crunch. Whatever put you in a bad position is probably going to put you in an even worse position. Are you going to be able to pay me back the money for this bond? So high yield is not always such a good thing. High quality is what I'm looking for in a bad market.
Okay.
So I want short duration. I'll get my money back sooner. I want very high quality. So high and short. In other words, think of the seesaw. If you look at the fulcrum point in the middle of the seesaw, I want to be right off of center. Short duration. 30-year guy's the guy on the other end of the seesaw.
Okay.
And what happens to that guy is when you know what it's like when you're both on a seesaw and somebody gets off?
Yeah.
You come plummeting to earth and bounce your rear end off the bottom of the ground.
Yeah.
That's a 30-year bond guy. You don't want to be the guy out on the end of the seesaw. You want to be right towards the middle. I might go down a little, but that's okay. I'm not going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So short duration, high quality, liquid. Is it going to pay you less? Yeah. That's why I'm telling you, get used to the new normal of you're not going to make that kind of money in bonds anymore. Assume a couple percent, and if it's a positive number, be happy. But really what you're buying it for is a diversifier. If you're buying high-quality short-term bonds, then you are buying a diversifier to stocks.
Yeah.
If you're buying a high yield, you're not. You're buying a dumbed-down version of a stock. So that's really an issue. Make sure it's high quality, short duration, and a market like this, because otherwise, you could be in for a big surprise. Other considerations, exchange rates. If you're buying, foreign bonds, are you buying them in U.S. dollars?
Yeah.
If the dollar's, strengthening or weakening, that's going to have an impact on your return. Political stability, if I'm buying bonds in perfect example, Puerto Rico. One of the big wirehouses, well, lots of the bigger wirehouses. One in particular, remain nameless, took a beating because they bought up tons and tons of Puerto Rico's debt and pushed it all out to customers saying, here you go, here's your 6-7%. Remember you thought you couldn't get it? Well, you can. Here it is. And I paid, 50 cents on a dollar from it. So they're happy and the customer's happy. And then all of a sudden Puerto Rico goes, you know what? We can't afford this. We're just not going to make payments anymore.
No. So they just walked away.
So they pretty much just said, sorry, we don't have the money.
Yeah.
And we're basically like shutting down the government.
Yeah.
Now we have a problem on our hands. So now, okay, we go into emergency status and we get some emergency liquidity and we can afford to pay like, government employee salaries, but that's about all we can pay.
Yeah.
And bondholders end up taking a beating in that scenario.
They really?
Yeah. There was massive, massive lawsuits.
Wow.
Against some brokerage firms, and they paid dearly for it because they basically sold this as, it's a Puerto Rico might as well be the United States. I mean, it's a sovereign, it's a province, whatever. So, don't worry about it. Well, you do need to worry about it because they weren't credit worthy. It did lack liquidity. Nobody wanted it.
Uh-huh.
And now everybody's buying it back for pennies on the dollar. So that's really an issue.
How are they able to just walk away, though?
They simply didn't have the money to pay it. So they basically have, what happens is you have to go to court.
Yeah.
And file, a government version of bankruptcy. You mean basically have to go and say, look, we're insolvent.
Yeah.
By agreeing to certain terms and changing certain things, you basically have to come to a deal with bondholders to say, look, we're willing to change, and Puerto Rico's a tough example because they're, politically, it's notoriously, not well managed. It's piggyback for politicians down there and they've basically robbed it blind and social programs are kind of over the top and nobody could afford any of this, but they just kept doing it anyway.
But they still got the money, though, right?
They got some of the money, but not all of the money.
Okay.
And now that's now the bondholders are fairly able to even dictate this is how you will do things in the future.
Wow.
And then if you violate those covenants, then we've got to go back and fight again, and it's costing billions and billions of dollars in lawsuits and fights and everything else, and it's just been a disaster. So. Credit quality is a really big deal. Political stability is a really big deal.
Yeah.
I sure wouldn't want, Venezuelan bonds right now. With the, I think the final figure is that they're going to come in at 1,000,000% inflation for the year.
1,000,000%?
1,000,000% inflation.
Oh, my gosh.
It was 400,000. The projection was 400,000 3 months ago. And now they're saying now it's closer to 1,000,000.
How do they correct that? What do they do?
It's impossible. You basically just implode and start over.
Yeah.
So anyone that's not a history buff but thinks socialism's a good idea, spend a little time in Venezuela.
Yeah.
And give me a call. France is Venezuela light right now. So,
okay.
But if you want to go to Venezuela for a little while,
Venezuela light.
Go to Venezuela and come back and give me a little synopsis on the economy down there, and that'll pretty much end that argument.
Wow.
So you want to make sure you got a really credit worthy, and that's the thing. The U.S. government, with Treasury says they're guaranteed not to default.
Yeah.
And that's a real big technical statement. Because a lot of people hear that statement and they say, I can't lose money
in treasury,
in government bonds.
Right.
And that is absolutely, positively not a true statement.
Really?
You can lose your shirt in government bonds.
Uh-huh.
What you can't do, what the government is guaranteeing, is that they won't default on it. They won't be Puerto Rico.
Okay.
They won't be Venezuela. That's right. What we're guaranteed. The U.S. government's credit rating, they're using to throw behind it to say, we won't default on it.
Uh-huh.
We will not guarantee the price of it in any way, shape, or form. So if it loses 20%, so be it. That's
right.
That's not their problem. They're just saying we're not going to default on it when it comes due.
You'll get some money.
You'll get your money back. We will give you your money back.
Okay.
But if you sold it between now and the 10 years, let's say, for example, when it matures, well, that's on you. You sold it early. But if you held it all the way through, we're just saying we're not going to default on it.
Okay.
So you can see there's a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah.
And it's not just so easy to say, you know what, the stock market's real risky right now. I'm just going to go to the bonds. Because, again, that's 20 years ago that worked because we were cut. 30 years ago it worked because we were cutting interest rates.
Yeah.
But now the seesaw is going the other way. So you want to be really, really careful about just assuming that that is your alternative to a volatile stock market. And I get it. Nobody likes the stock market right now.
Yeah.
I've had more calls in the last 3 weeks than I've had in the last 3 years. But the reality is, again, I'm not of the mindset that this is the big one for the stock market.
Okay.
I think it's just some structural issues that just need to be worked out between the Fed and especially the China tariffs. And as long as that stuff gets worked out, I think it's going to be okay. But if you don't believe that and you're of the mindset that, you know what, I am not good for the ride. I don't like scary rides. I want to get off.
Yeah.
Be careful about just saying, I'm going to go to bonds or I'm just going to be a little more conservative
right.
because I don't know that's going to work. There's ways in which you need to do it, and they're kind of like we explained today. Buy the actual bond, not the fund. High yield, high quality, short duration, preferably U.S.-based. And you're not going to make a lot of money, but that's okay. You're not going to lose a lot of money either.
At least be on the positive side, right?
Well, and it's funny because people in my business, they always, they're so afraid to have hard conversations with clients sometimes. And I don't know why that is, but they just, if somebody has an unrealistic expectation of return, they won't just say, hey, that's not going to happen. Well, you know, we could try to do this. And I think maybe if, you know, and clients will call and they'll badger them so they'll do something else. And instead of just saying, hey, you know what, like, you're paying me for a reason. I'm the expert.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Here's the advice. Trust me on this one, you know, but they don't have those hard conversations. So I'm telling you, you need to lower those expectations for fixed income. There's plenty of other areas in the world you can go to look for some return. There's other products. There's lots of things that exist in the world. But just be careful in thinking that all bonds are the same, you know, just like all stocks are the same. And if the stock market's bad, then I'm just going to turn to the bond market because you can make a big mistake there. You can lose a lot of money. You know, my job's to keep you from doing that.
After the Great Depression, when the stock market dropped in 1920, isn't it odd that the stock market usually picks October to have a big drop?
Yeah. And it ends in 8 a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of scary. But okay. So after the Depression, inflation was really rampant in the United States, wasn't it?
It was for a while. Yep.
What was done to correct it? What happened that make it better?
Well, the big change was the Fed rarely changed interest rates. I guess it just didn't see itself as that was our role, was to manipulate interest rates to control the economy in the way that they did. And along comes Reagan and says to the you know, then Fed chair, you know, hey, you know, do what you need to do, but fix the problem. And at the time, it was a fairly radical idea. That they were going to start, deleveraging and changing the whole structure of basically what they needed to do to fix inflation, and it seemed to have worked. I mean, it's worked for 38 years.
Okay.
But, you know, what's unique about right now is we have a couple factors that we haven't had in an unbelievably long time. You know, we've got incredibly low unemployment, the lowest in 50 years. We still have low interest rates.
Yeah.
And those don't typically always go hand in hand. We're trying to raise interest rates to cool down the economy but not crash the markets.
Right.
And it's a balancing act. And basically what the Fed governors are doing is they raise interest rates and they sit there and go, well, how'd that do? And how did it react? And how did it react? And the last statement that had originally come out, not just last week, but before that, they were kind of like gung-ho that we're going to keep raising rates. And the market reacted incredibly poorly to that. That's when we saw some of those big 600, 700, 800-point drops.
Yeah.
Because the economists are saying, and the big houses, Goldman and Morgan Stanley and places like that, are saying, hey, you know, we have a real issue here. The market is slowing down.
Yeah.
And yet you're still, full steam ahead on interest rates. This is a problem. So the market may have listened, the Fed governors may have listened, because they just basically said, and you always look for the language in what the Fed says. The most recent thing they said was rates are near neutral, which means we're pretty much where we want to be.
Yeah.
That means I'm not going to raise them as much. That tends to calm things out a little bit. So because of that, I think things are getting a little better.
Yeah.
So that's why I think this isn't the big disaster coming. But I've had people that have come in lately and said, hey, you know what? I get it. I don't disagree with you, but I just don't want to be along for the ride.
Yeah.
Find me something else.
If you have a 401k, for instance, that's buying right now, this is the time to buy, right?
So, yeah, I mean, again, if you're a retiree and living on the money and you're in the market, a big drop is going to hurt you, and it's going to hurt you a lot.
Sure.
If you are 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, and you're contributing to a retirement plan and the market falls 40%, everything you bought is 40% off.
Yeah.
That is a windfall for you. That's your Christmas shopping on Black Friday.
Yeah.
That's why Black Friday is so busy, is because it's when all the sales are.
Right.
Well, you're the same. You are the shopper on Black Friday. You are buying things at a discount, which is exactly what you want to do. So if you're a 401k participant and you're not retiring for the next 5 years, full steam ahead. Just keep plowing that money in. If it falls, just remember every time it falls, you're getting more purchases for your dollar. When the market goes back up, and it will, it always has since 1802, that's when I always say big money's made in bad markets, not good ones.
All right. So anybody who's has a retirement saving or retirement fund with you right now, you've taken X amount of years and you've put that someplace where it's not going to drop, right?
If they're a retiree, yeah. I mean, retirees, again, I structure it a little differently. I typically take about 10 years worth of income and I pull it out of the market.
Okay.
And that way I don't care if the market goes down.
Okay.
Because 2008 to a record high, that's the worst crash since the Great Depression.
Yeah.
A record high was 5 years later.
Okay.
Well, I'm taking 10 years out. If I'm 10 years out of the market for my income, then I don't care if the market crashes tomorrow because, yes, I still have money in the market, but I'm not going to spend it for 15, 20, 25 years.
Okay.
If that's the case, I know what the market's going to do over that time period.
Yeah.
It's going to make me money. But when you start to just try to guess back and forth, good timing, bad timing, things like that, that's when people really get burned. So that's something you want to really, really be careful of, and it's something you really want good advice on.
That's why guys like you get the big bucks. That's it. Yeah, I know. And I talked to this friend of mine the other day, and he said, that crazy guy from Upper Township, man, he makes us all look stupid. But that's true. I mean, I was smart enough to realize early on that I was not supposed to be in the retirement business, and you do a great job at it, and you should be. So.
Well, it's all we do. Amy runs the college side, of course, and does an amazing job with that. But other than that, I think it's like being a specialist. I love my family doctor, but if I need a quadruple bypass, that's not who I'm getting it from.
Yeah, not
him.
Right.
So I got to go to a specialist for that stuff.
All right, stay tuned for all the great stuff coming up here on WOND. Thanks to Eric for coming in today and talking with us about the He has always great topics every Monday at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, and then every second Wednesday at 2 o'clock also. Stay tuned for the South Jersey edition with David Spatz. Don't forget, 4 o'clock we'll be Off the Press with Scott Cronick. At 6 o'clock, Spatz will be back with the South Jersey edition. Prime at 6. Don't forget, 6:30 tonight is the Betman, the Betson Connection. Primetime, Dan Klein will be on 8 o'clock. Start your morning off tomorrow morning with Dandy Don Williams. He's the working woman's friend. He'll be in from 6 until 10. His 9 o'clock guest should be Dr. Nahas at 10 o'clock, talking with Ann. At 12 o'clock, Spatz will be back. And at 1 o'clock, we'll be back here to do Bob Burns in your afternoon again. Thanks for listening. James, thanks for being on the other side there, taking care of stuff. Eric, thanks for coming in. Always an interesting topic, like always. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being there.